Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, finally.
I forgot my microphone. You know, it's really hard to do radio without a microphone.
It's just kind of necessary.
Yes.
So anyway, it is me, and it's Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop, and we're all here for you, and we're glad you're with us on June the 15th is when we're doing this program, leading right up to Father's Day on Sunday, and I hope you're going to have a great Father's Day. I just did two programs today. I know there are four new programs on being a world-class father on tv.newlife.com. And so please head on over there and look at that and see if it might help encourage you be the father you've always wanted to be. And I talk about the difference between doing everything you possibly can do for your child when they can't do it for themselves, and then moving into that wonderful place of just watching them do what they do best, because you've launched them appropriately out into the world. So that's what's there. Now, today, if you want to join us in the program, three programs today, and all you have to do is call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Dave, I don't want to leave you out, Jill, but Dave and
yes.
we had a great experience at AACC, didn't we, Dave?
We sure did. We had a great time with Jimmy and Tim, the two people that run it, and had a great time videotaping the Gifts of Life Recovery.
Oh, great.
12 hours.
Wow. Yeah,
I mean, they really are. I hope and pray that if you've ever thought about looking into getting more equipped to deal with alcoholics, drug addicts, recovery, depression, despair, there are these gifts that we talked. We did 12 hours of gifts, and it was really...
It's a lot of gifts.
The 12 gifts of Christmas. Of life recovery.
Yes. We already did. Gifts are there.
We already did the 12 laws, and we already did an intensive study of the 12 steps and the roots of the 12 steps. So
wow.
This is our third series. And you can get certified as a life recovery mentor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And through AACC. And
we'd love for you to do that. Yeah. So do it if you've had. We really think it's going to be the way to be equipped as a recovery pastor or just somebody coming alongside. Now, I have to tell you, we have had a great response from folks joining Club New Life here the first
Yay.
Half of June. And so I hope and pray, if you haven't heard about it, it's pretty incredible. You know, you get these note cards, the art that I did. You get a book from Dr. John Townsend, You Can Do This, name of the book. The big thing is, well, it's not just a tote bag, you know, or great programs from tv.newlife.com, but the big thing is a mug. It's beautiful, and it's a potbelly mug, and we haven't done one in ages, and I am hoping that you have just been, that your coffee or tea has been lacking, because you realize, I don't have anything from New Life to drink out of. Well, this solves that problem. All you got to do is call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, let me be a member of Club New Life for $30 a month. That's it, because we need your help. The summer is tough. And so we're asking folks in June, come on, help us out. We're going to thank you in a way we've never thanked people before who joined Club New Life. We're going to give you all this. And it really is a great way of our saying in advance, thank you for responding to to the summer of 2015, where we want things to be keen, not lean. Yeah, not lean,
sure.
But keen. That's right. Thank you for that word. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. And we want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an Every Man's Battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're going to go to the phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. By the way, we just got notice that if you're watching us from National Religious Broadcaster Network, we've been expanded internationally. I'll tell you more about that. But, oh, my goodness, our reach just increased, and we are really thrilled about reaching millions more people around the world. Now, this Friday is Women in the Battle. Listen to this. A woman said, my life before coming to this weekend felt hopeless, like a roller coaster ride, depending on how my husband was doing. I was so insecure. But the weekend was healing. It's been directing for me as to, you know, how in the world am I going to be worthy of my husband's love and knowledge and belief of him being worthy of my trust? I'd tell anybody considering to come, and regardless of the choices your husband is making, you're going to find faith and strength and healing. I love that, and that's what we want people to find. So you come join us. It's this Friday. Dr. Sherry Kefford does it, and it's truly one of those amazing experiences of healing and hope and help. But right now we're going to go to let's go to Larry from Rockford, Illinois. He called us at 1-800-229-3000. Hey there. Hi, Larry.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I called in September of 2000. This is an update.
Okay, let's hear it.
September 2013, I called and asked if I was too old at 62 to adopt a boy. And it was a great discussion from all you people. And Dr. Dave said, have you ever thought about foster care? And we just become foster parents March of this year.
Wow.
Took that long.
Wow.
That's so great. And how's it going?
What, 2 weeks ago, we got an 11-year-old boy. And the family members who were caring for him said that they had to handle it. He had to go back into the system. And they prayed and prayed because they didn't want to do it. And the funny thing is, I've been praying that a little boy could come along. And it's a wonderful experience.
That's awesome,
wow.
Larry. Wow.
I'm so glad you shared that, and I hope you'll continue to update us, because what a great ministry that is. You are here on the week where we're honoring fathers and celebrating fatherhood. You become a father to the fatherless. It doesn't get much better than that.
How wonderful for that boy that he's so wanted.
Yes, and it's a good boy. He's got a lot of kind of problems, a terrible, not his fault, background with the family that fell apart and where they were living. And it's just difficult for me to say because it's so heartwarming for me, too.
Sure.
Wow.
Well, I am so thankful that you had the heart for this, that God used you, and, oh, my goodness, God bless you. You stay you keep us updated on all of this. And let me just send you Every Man's Bible, my gift to you. And I got to tell you, this Bible, it's an award-winning Bible, and it's a great Father's Day gift, and you can get it by calling us. And you can get the cheap version or the leather version. You can get the small print or the big print, whatever you need. It's there, but it really is.
To please.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll send that off our way of congratulating him. By the way, today is a day on TV.NewLife is a segment I did on male post-abortion syndrome. The opposite of what I will be experiencing on Sunday, celebrating Father's Day. You know, I paid for an abortion and went through tremendous guilt and shame. Felt like God was done with me. I'd crossed the line too much, too far. And, of course, since then, have had the joy of working with and watching people overcome post-abortion syndrome. Men also have it. So I hope you'll look at that segment here on Father's Day week. And that's at tv.newlife.com. If you've never been there, you get 2 weeks free. It's only $99 a year. 850 programs so far. Pretty wonderful. Let's go to Yvonne in Bellflower, California. KKLA is the station. Yvonne, how are you? How can we help you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on in your life today?
Yes, here's my question. It is, how do I keep a balance of maintaining my Christian values, specifically guarding my spirit, whereas I'm currently in a barber school that I'm attending, and the students, as well as the instructor, is constantly using profanity throughout the day, and the environment is kind of like you learn at your own pace. Everyone's doing their own thing, but we're cutting hair, and there's a barber school for beginners, and I'm very concerned with that. To give you a little background, I'm not a new Christian. This is like a retirement goal that I'm pursuing. I'm 50 years old. I have a career, but I'm pursuing this because I want a Christian barber school, college when I get ready to retire, a barber business.
Yeah, well, that's smart. So, that's great. Okay, so your question is how do you adjust and accommodate and be with these folks? Well, let me just start by saying, isn't it great that you are? Because you may be the only influence, only positive influence, influence for God, that any of them ever come across. And so I hope you won't bail out on them or be so critical of them that you reject them. Because, you know, they're kind of just doing what they know to do. That's the way this world is. And you can be light in that darkness. Let's hear from Dave and Jill, see what they think.
Well, I think the only thing you can do, Yvonne, is make sure you have a good support system of other believers that you're meeting with regularly, just so that you get kind of the antidote to what you're getting in the barber school. That's kind of the atmosphere, and when you want to create a Christian place, that'll be a real place of hope.
Yes, I am getting that. I attend Bible study, and individually within myself, my own personal time. And a lot of times I take my little note cards and quote scriptures or what have you to myself. But I find myself, and that's the only thing that's bothering me, like I was washing my car like a week after that, and I'd been attending only for a month. And I found myself in my mind, it was like cussing going on. I'm not a curse or anything, and I, wasn't brought up like that. But I find myself, the words going through my mind, and that's what bothers me. And I definitely am watching that as far as not being judgmental. That's not it at all. In fact, I'm very open and pleasant with everyone in there. What happens is just that I'm very cautious of my spirit and what goes in it, and that's my concern.
Right.
And I'm glad you brought up as well as far as the ministry, because I'm really praying that God would lead me. I'm trying to, I don't want to just jump in there right away, but I do want to, share, my faith with others in there.
Well, when you get those kind of thoughts, you use a thought-stopping process. Just tell yourself, stop. And if you're by yourself, say it out loud. And then take one of your cards with your scripture verses and replace it. You got to replace it with something. But do the thought-stopping process, because that does work.
I say, yeah. Oh, stop.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of
okay.
lecture myself. Oh, stop.
But it sounds like, Yvonne, that you feel a bit vulnerable somehow, like you are going to absorb into your environment. And sometimes when we get so afraid of that, you know, we actually then focus on that, and it feels like that may be happening, right? You start to think the thoughts. And I think what the guys are telling you, you know, you can be in the world but not of the world. Mm-hmm. Right? And you're there to connect with people, and you don't even have to proclaim out loud right away in anything. Just by your presence of mm-hmm. not laughing at all the jokes right. or not saying the words, that is a difference. And also having that accepting spirit, people okay. notice a difference in that. And so, mm-hmm. you know, trust in your faith as a Christian, right? So these things are happening around you. It could be anywhere you go, right? You just so happen to be maybe closed in a room with people doing this, so you can't leave as well. But
Well, I tell you, it's easy to be a believer if you're only around believers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the world really needs us out there living out our faith. And of course, Scripture says if you can't live it, well, it's not worth anything. It also mm-hmm. says, as it relates to this, that, you know, you can say you're a person of great faith, but if you can't control your tongue, you know, then you're probably really lacking in wisdom, insight, commitment. Mm-hmm. Your faith's probably surfacey because the tongue indicates what's in the heart. So if you're one of these people that's out there saying the stuff that these kids are saying, then look at, you know, what's there, what needs to be healed, what needs to be mm-hmm. resolved. And I'm going to send her your book, Dave, You Are What You Think.
Well, no, send her the other one, the Rethink How You Think. That's the advanced version of the other one.
All right.
Rethink How You Think.
I'll send you Think 2.0, Rethink How You Think.
Well, and
that'll be great.
One more point, Yvonne. You know, every time somebody says something that you find offensive, that's when you pray for them right there on the spot, right? Mm-hmm. Send up a short prayer for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that helps protect you as well.
Well, I'll tell you, we need more people out there doing that. Too often we're hiding our faith, and then when people see it, then, you know, it's strange. And if all people ever see are the weirdos that make the news, then it's just not going to be good. To that end, I'm going to be preaching about that this Sunday, by the way. And I hope you will join me at Heartland Church if you're here in the heartland of America near Indianapolis, Indiana. And it'll be a time of looking at what the truth does when we live out the true truth. Yeah, Dave?
You got to preach on Mother's Day, and you get to preach on Father's Day. You get
the
big days. That's pretty neat. Yeah.
Yeah, well, this week I consider to be my hat trick or the triple dog blessing because it's my birthday, it's Father's Day, and I get to preach. So I love that, love getting to do that. So come join me on Sunday if you possibly can. And the other thing is don't forget that Women in the Battle workshop. Now let's go over to Bismarck, North Dakota, and let's talk with Jeannie from Bismarck, North Dakota. Hi, Jeannie, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
Great. How can we help today?
I have a situation I've been thinking about through this whole school year. I have a coworker who is greatly overweight. She's a young woman, very attractive, just carries a lot of extra weight, and I mm-hmm. have wondered how I could approach her about it. Sometimes on my way to work, I'm listening to your program, and you're talking about Lose It for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would like to get her connected with that maybe, but I'm not sure how to bring it up to her.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, do you think she doesn't know?
I'm sure she knows.
Right.
Well, yeah, you want to get into it. I would approach it on the basis of your concern for her health.
Right.
And just try to open a conversation because I just remembered something. You know, there was a form of counseling called provocative therapy where the guy worked in a hospital and this large lady came in and he said, "Oh my, did the Goodyear blimp just slip its moorings?" And I thought, how awful, you know, But he, but I saw later, I saw a video of him doing it, and he reached over and he had his hand on her arm, and he was reassuring. And later, when they talked about it, she said, "How did you know that's what I was thinking?"
Wow.
You know, so they are very. She is very aware, but you know, there's something about physical touch on the arm or mm-hmm. on the hand when you say, you know, I really am concerned for you and I pray for you because I worry about your health. You're such a beautiful person, mm-hmm. and you got your hand there touching her, so mm-hmm. there's a connection.
Is there anything you've struggled with that you could share with her first?
Well, I'm about 35 pounds overweight.
Okay.
So, you know, I think of that when I think about how would I like to be approached, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, just ask her, tell her you really struggle. And ask her if she wants to go to a meeting with you. Or would she ever want to do anything like Weight Watchers or Overeaters Anonymous or, you know, things like that.
Or just kind of work together.
But I think you have to do that in the context of her feeling cared about by you.
Yeah.
And, and you seeing her as a real person first. You first have to see past the weight in order to address the weight with a person.
We'll talk a little more about this right after this break.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 24th through the 26th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Artiburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artiburn here. By the way, I know for sure that some of you, you've got dads. It didn't go well with you, and this is a really, really tough time. And no matter what is going on with your dad, Dave's got a great book, Making Peace with Your Father. What a great thing in honor of Father's Day to make peace with your father. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to – the end result is you're calling up your dad and saying, okay, I want to make peace. No. But Dave's book is available right now.
It's available on Amazon or someplace else, any place else, in the ebook format for $2.99 all week.
What a deal.
Can't beat that.
No.
But it's only in the ebook format, and you got to go to Amazon or Christian Book Discount, wherever you go to buy your books online.
Now, is it only available that way? The book can't be purchased in
You can purchase in the Christian bookstore in the heart. Oh. You know the.
But that's just the deal.
This is a special deal the publisher does for a week. or maybe through the end of the month. I'm not sure. I forget how long. But it's only $2.99 in the ebook format. You can get it in the soft cover format, but then it costs more.
Yeah. Well, it is a great time to clear up some father issues that may be plaguing you there. Now, Jeannie, Jill had some thoughts here at the break. She wanted to express that to you, and I have some thoughts also about this.
Well, just continuing in what I was saying, Jeannie, you know, I think overweight people, obese people, you know, have this fear that all people see is their weight. And so it's so important to see beyond that, to see them as a real person, to befriend them. And maybe you already have. I don't know the whole story. And, you know, in the midst of that, you know, trying to go a little deeper and talking about stressors, because they certainly do need to talk about that. And so making it safe for them to be able to talk about it. And then in that context, you can bring something up. But I think the main objective is to be their friend, and that is something that can help move them closer to wanting to do something about their weight.
All right. And the other thing,
I spent the year doing that.
Okay.
Good.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, just open up the discussion is, I think, what's
going to... So it's going a little deeper now.
Be the next
step.
In this year, has she never, ever mentioned her weight to you?
Never.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. She probably doesn't eat a lot around you either,
taboo.
Right?
Yeah.
Or is that true? Does she eat
she
much around
what?
You? I was thinking she might be one of those folks that doesn't eat much around other people either.
Actually, at the beginning of the year, it was like that, but then she started eating more and eating more kind of unhealthy foods in front of us because a couple of us are there with her at lunchtime.
Okay. Well, you know, I would say this. People that have a weight problem, if you go for a need for love more than anything else, you're probably going to be right most every time. And the more love she feels, then the safer she's going to feel to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I would kind of almost just love her to death, you know, and make it like a 3-month plan. I'm just going to show love, support, ask her questions, be interested in her, genuinely interested in her and her life and all that she's doing. And I'm just going to see if there's ever a little opportunity to say that I know of a program that people have really had some amazing results from. But I would just bombard her with love and affirmation to the extent that she thinks, man, this is somebody that could really help me. I would also be very forthcoming with anything you're doing with regard to your own weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not hard to love her. I mean, I already do love her as a friend. So,
but if you do anything that produces a result, man, that's the thing to be talking about at work. Because then maybe she'll ask you, well, where did you find out about that? You know, so.
And I haven't done that myself yet. I guess I'm interested, too, in what you have to offer.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's. I was just answering a question from somebody wanting whether or not to get the surgery, which, you know, not lap band, but truly bariatric surgery, reducing the size of the stomach. And she says, is it wrong? And I just said, well, you know, it's wrong if you don't have a plan to keep it off before you have the surgery, because you're just going to gain it back. And it's wrong if there's some real deep need or wound that needs to be resolved. And in resolving that, you could build character and insight and wisdom. And rather than do that, you just go have the surgery. That would make the surgery wrong. And I said, and it's also wrong, I think, if you don't do something that is a long-term program, whether you have the surgery or not.
Right.
If you don't have that program in place and it's not producing results, don't have the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. It's like the person.
It's wrong if you stay disconnected.
Yeah.
From your feelings, from yourself.
Right. The thing is, though, once you do those things that prevent the surgery from being wrong, you probably don't need the surgery. It's like when you go to have a knee worked on, if you're overweight, the doctor will say, well, I can't do it till you lose the weight. And then once you lose the weight, you won't need the knee surgery.
The knee's
so,
fine.
So anyway, I you know, we're going to do Lose It for Life here pretty soon. And I think if you'll go, you'll find, like other people have, you can lose 20 pounds. And like our, you know, some of the folks have lost 200 pounds or more, because it's a gradual building program that starts with what's inside long mm-hmm. before you ever deal with what you look like on the outside. You can find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical, or doesn't make sense, or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 19th through the 21st in Dallas, Texas. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artimer here. And on tv.newlife.com, here's a comment. It's advice for the 17-year-old self. It says, wow, thanks to all three of you for acknowledging and accepting the exercise. All of us, we gave advice as if we were, you know, 17. We knew our 17-year-old. And so we gave advice for our 17-year-old self. It says, I've gone through more tissues and releasing of toxic tears since signing up for TV, New Life TV. It is great to get it all out. It's okay not to be okay. This was huge for me. What a relief that my 17-year-old self felt in her 50-year-old body. Now, is that incredible? Yeah. And that's all available to you. And I love Ask Me Anything stuff. You can ask us anything, and we love answering those.
That's why they say it's 24/7 counseling availability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go to Kenyatta from Dallas, Texas, listening on the fantastic station KWRD. Hi there. How can we help?
Hello, how are you? I actually called you all 2 months ago, but my question today is what thoughts do you have to share with me in regards to understanding that rejection is okay? I feel like something is wrong with me because I'm not able to move away from something that is so unhealthy, and when I do take the steps to move away, that the rejection just eats at me, and I just feel like I'm not worthy of having anything better, but I know that I am.
Yeah.
But I know that being in something that's unhealthy is not going to get me closer to God, and I only want to do things that are going to bring Him honor.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what's wrong with me to where I just can't.
It's painful.
I just can't accept rejection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kenyatta?
Yes.
You walked away from an unhealthy relationship, right?
Yes. Yes, I did, because it's one-sided. The words and the actions don't align.
Okay.
And
now think about this. You can't handle that. That's a real vulnerability that you have. And you did it anyway. That's huge. That's courage. That's a bold move. Somebody else, they don't even care about people. They go, yeah, you don't like me? Forget it. You're not going to make me everything? Forget it. And they never think anything about it. It's not a big deal. They just walk away and don't look back. But look at who you are.
But it's not courage, because as soon as he pursues me, I've walked away 5 times. As soon as he sees, she's leaving, for real, she's not calling me, he'll come to the apartment. Kenyatta, I'm going to be different. I'll try to do it this way. But it's not working on the, something on the inside of me. It's just not working.
Yeah, Kenyatta, it's not something on the inside of you. It's something, you don't have anything on the outside of you. It's unsupported courage. You know, a guy can be the first one into battle, but, you know, if he's the only one going into battle, he'll die, no matter how courageous he is. So you have to have your support team around you. Jill, you can talk about that. I mean,
right, absolutely.
You have to have those women there.
You do. You need that buffer around you to help you go through tough times. And the thing is, Kenyatta, you know, nobody likes rejection. It's so painful. But when you're an adult, you know, and I think Steve is kind of saying this, it's not that you feel okay about doing something. It's that you do the right thing in spite of how you feel. And so that's what you're doing, and that's what your support helps you do. They remind you why you're doing something. And so you will have pain as you go through it. But it's where, okay, a day at a time, you keep moving toward what the right thing is to do. And when you've done something repeatedly over and over again, and you keep getting the same result, you don't keep doing it again, right? Because your mind wants to trick you and say, okay, maybe this time, maybe it'll be different, right? But it isn't different. And also that rejection piece, I think, you know, looking inside yourself, there's a part of you that is questioning your worthiness. And you said that, right? And so where did that come from? That's some work that you need to do. Where did that originate in you, that you feel like you're unworthy of really having something good or of having someone treat you the way you should be treated?
You know, Kenyatta, I'm having a hard time seeing where the rejection is in this.
Right,
know.
Because...
It's more like you're doing the rejecting, saying, I don't want this bad relationship.
Well, because he's rejecting, and so she has to then push him away. Is that it?
Is that
right?
What it, oh.
Because I would try to tell him your words and your actions don't match.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So can we work on that? But every time I would do that, I would get yelled at, and then I can't be with you because you act like this, or you need to talk, and you need I need to feel safe. I just wanted to be safe.
Okay.
And there were some trust issues.
Let me just underscore then what we've already said. You need a network of women friends who will give you strength, because I hear it more as a vulnerability. You feel vulnerable, vulnerable, and therefore you can be manipulated. And it's not up to you to make the thing different. It's up to him, and he can't do it and won't do it. So, you know, you need to have some people that are close to you, who understand your vulnerability and the sensitivity you have to feeling not worthy of anything better, who can help you get beyond that. But you also want to look back at where the roots of that are, and you may need to see a counselor for that too.
Right. And what you said, Kenyatta, about his words and his actions don't match, that's really, really important. Mm-hmm. Because if they're not matching now, you know, down the road in marriage, that's not going to solve that.
It gets worse.
It gets worse. Mm-hmm. And then you're really going to feel rejected and alone.
But they match his history.
Yes.
And so
you
need to step back.
They do match the history in the telling me, you know, his parents were here. We've been talking for a long time. His parents were here, and I didn't get introduced to them. Those little things bother me.
All right. Hey, listen. That's not a little thing.
They should bother you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yes. And so I'm going to encourage you to get the help, not respond. Cut this guy off. He's wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you, is this the one? Because he's not. Okay, it'll yeah. prove to you that he's not. And this, think about this. You want to marry this guy, have some kids, and him raise your son to be like himself? No. Okay, so that's how we use Father's Day once a year to say to ourselves, wow, what kind of father would I want for those kids? Not him. The best thing you could do is get into a codependency group, start working your side of the street, and not go back to that guy and resolve those issues that prevent you from connecting with those women and that whole rejection issue. So Is This the One is coming your way. Now, you know, it is Father's Day this week, and I want to encourage you. You've got Every Man's Bible, great gift. You've got Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, Forgiving Our Fathers, Forgiving the Unforgivable. You've got The Secrets Women Keep, great gift for a dad if he's not listening. There's so many great gifts at newlife.com or calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and some really great programs on being a father, being a person of character. This is a wonderful celebration time, but it's also a time to say, you know what, I don't like this time of year, and that means I've got issues that need to be resolved with my dad. I'm carrying around all this negative stuff, and I don't need to be doing that. And so this would be a great time to say, I'm going to get rid of it. Right now.
Yeah, especially if you hate Father's Day, that's a real clue that you have something to work on, right?
Or you go look at the cards and you think, you go, boy, they don't have anything I can buy.
Right.
Guaranteed. All right. Let's go to Catherine, Los Angeles, KKLA. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Hello. How are you?
Excellent. How could we help today?
I called previously in the beginning of May 4th.
Okay.
My husband had been out of work for a long period of time. We have a nine-month-old baby, and I was scared he was going to leave because he was talking about wanting to move out. He had just gotten a new job after being out of work for over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
He left what? 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And so
where did he go?
My nine-month-old son. Excuse me?
Where did he go?
He's renting an apartment, and I don't know where he lives. He has not told me. And I have some very specific questions. Is that going to break?
Yeah, but you could ask us one of them, and we'll talk about it at the break.
Okay. How do I manage and control my emotions when I see him? I'm trying to get back to the woman that he fell in love with.
Yeah.
And getting back to being whole so that I can inspire him to want to put his ring back on, to want to respond to my calls, to tell me where he lives, and to know if there's another woman.
Okay.
And I feel scared and angry and...
All right.
I'm still in love with him. And even
we're
though he says he's not in love with me.
Okay. We're going to help you with that. You stay tuned. All right, you're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest
particularly my relationship with God. I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Before we go back to Catherine, you know, we've been talking about WeDared.com,
mm-hmm.
where you take a challenge for 30 days, sexual integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley said this. Has anyone mentioned how incredible this idea is to do this challenge? My husband is doing it with our son. You guys are changing lives. How can I thank you enough? Okay, yeah, through support. She said, you guys make a difference. And there's a ripple effect going out from those you're making a difference to. I'm beyond grateful for you all. If you haven't checked out WeDared.com, that's a cool thing. Hey, husband, how about doing this as a Father's Day present to the rest of the family? And it really can change everything. Great scripture. And you know, the church can get involved. There's sermons and all sorts of stuff there at WeDared.com. But the main thing is you take the challenge for sexual integrity for 30 days. Now, we're going to be doing the program for another couple hours. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. Women in the Battle is this Friday, and then Healing is a Choice and the Marriage Solution Weekend, July 24th, and right in my backyard, July the 10th, Every Man's Battle here in Indianapolis. So come and be part of these life-changing weekends. There are people, they listen to us for years. They finally go, and they go, why did I wait so long? I knew I needed that. If you need it, do it. This summer can be the summer where everything comes together. Now, Catherine has a 9-month-old baby, and her husband has moved out. Dave, Jill,
well,
what do you
so
think?
It's so common when women are pregnant and having babies that men often feel neglected, and it's not really talked about that much. And,
no,
and women are supposed to be preoccupied
with
baby and pregnancy.
It's, they call it the Madonna effect.
Mm-hmm.
I only love you when you're a virgin.
Right.
In
when you're not
children.
A mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a critical time. But Catherine, everything seems to say that he's got somebody else mm-hmm. that he's interested in. I hate to say that, but he won't tell you where he is because he's probably moved in with somebody else. He doesn't love you, and
well,
he's being stupid.
I have one thing to say. So we have a 16-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter from his previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He's been married before. He was married for 17 years. And he has had them the past 2 weeks. So I know...
Well, he could go someplace else. It's just hard to explain a man moving out into an apartment. Now, if he moved home with his parents, I would feel differently. But when I have a couple in my office and he's moved out and he's got a place and he won't tell his wife where
that's the thing, the not telling.
That's a big, big red flag that says somebody else is involved in this picture.
Right, because why would he not tell you? I mean, he's now gotten a job, so that should make him feel better about himself. But if that's for the family and he had to move, okay, you would be in on it.
Yeah.
So I asked him about the ring. Here's the thing. He's still coming over because I'm trying to be as loving, as cooperative, and take the high road. I mean, regardless, there's more at stake.
Mm-hmm.
Right
oh,
now.
Yeah, definitely.
And also with his children from his previous marriage, I love them very much. And this is confusing to them because they're both believers, I'm sure.
And I just, you know, I don't want to respond in anger, because if there's any glimmer of hope, I feel like, you know, I want to get back to the woman that he fell in love with.
Well, let me ask you this.
Regardless of the outcome, my purpose is to become more of God who created me to be.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you a quick question.
Two different things.
Yeah, but when he was out of a job, were you deeply or highly critical of him or something?
Yes.
Okay, so then you need to not just say you're sorry, but you need to figure out something that you could do to work on whatever it was that was driving you to be that critical person. See, because you had two things going against you. One, you had this Madonna thing, and then the other thing is that when you criticize a man for not working, you hit him at the core, you put him in the little boy position. You're the big angry mother, you know, and while you're becoming a mother. Mm-hmm. So it was... Yeah, it's not your fault that he chose to do what he did, but you're going to have to do more than just look like you're the woman he fell in love with. You're going to have to show him you're doing some work.
Well, and I think you have to show him that you really recognize that it was wrong how you treated him. That, you know, the insecurity part of being pregnant and wanting to provide for your child and him being out of work, that's a scary time for a woman. It's not an excuse to be critical, but it is understandable that you were scared. And so I think to really own that.
I have expressed that, but he's so shut off and disconnected, doesn't want counseling.
Well, I wondered about
there being someone else also.
Well,
I would be careful. You don't put all the blame. Don't put blame on yourself. Mm-hmm. He made a choice to stop being in the relationship, to withdraw and to move out and to be irresponsible when he's got a 9-month-old baby and a wife. Don't hear what we're saying as saying this is your doing. You know, because we don't mean that at all.
Yeah, and you can only do what you can do. And what you can do is to work on yourself and not, you know, get desperate or whatever. But you work on yourself and you let him know you're doing the work because you really feel bad about the way you responded. But, you know, he's made this decision. Oh, my goodness. We really do. When we take matters into our own hands, you know, we end up hurt and hurting others. If there is something in your life that you need to take care of because it's out of control and people are being hurt, your children are being influenced, you're not being the person you want to be, people are running from you, they're reacting to you, get some healing. Healing is a Choice is coming up, the Marriage Solution Weekend, Every Man's Battle, Women in the Battle. So many places that we can help you. We have counselors around the country. Call us. Let us find somebody that can help you with whatever it is that you're struggling with. That's what we want for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. To do all of this, we need to stay on the air. We want to. We sure love getting to do this. And we're asking people to help us not fall into the hole this summer. Join Club New Life. And if you do, we put together, we think, is the ultimate thank you package of a tote bag that you can use for groceries or beach or whatever. It's got New Life's logo on it. A coffee mug that says Hope in the Storm, Help in the Struggle. It's a little potbelly coffee mug. I think it's 16 ounces. Other ministries, they're only giving 6 to 8 ounce cups. We are doing the 16.
Anyway, and the potbelly is beautiful.
Yeah, and a thumb drive of the best of TV.NewLife. And then we have so many great, great books. But here's one from Dr. John Townsend. The inspirational book, You Can Do This, and then some note cards, artwork I did from Israel, and hoping and praying that this would be enough, and it is, for a lot of people. They're signing up, and we're saying thank you in this way. It's $30 a month. It makes all the difference in the world for us. Please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you need help, or if we can help you. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, it is Father's Day, so we have gifts that are available, like the Every Man's Bible and You Are What You Think, and then some books to help you get through this time, Forgiving Your Fathers and Mothers and forgiving our fathers, all that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Got another program after this. Call us 1-800-229-3000. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.